Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for all my East Coast pals, because I'm from Maine. What's up, motherfuckers?
What's
happening? We're here for another exciting, no, don't do that. Just kidding. Anyway, we are on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Right. For all our Hispanic sisters and brethren around the world, including the band Cleaver that I co-manage with the person in the corner who won't be seen right now, Rod Schmidt from K&M Productions, LA. From Santiago, Chile. That's numero uno. I say this. Shout out to my first co-host, Xander Dames, a.k.a. the other Dave Navarro. Go check out the Xander Effect. I think it's every week on YouTube. Go check it out. X-A-N-D-E-R, the Xander Effect. I told him I give him a shout out every week. Yeah. And no, he's not the famous guitar player. The other Dave Navarro. He's the other Dave Navarro. Anyway, he's our Dave Navarro. What up, dude?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, that's good for motherfucker right there. We are syndicated on a lot of things. We're not just on LA Talk Radio. You can find us on our page, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, on LA Talk Radio's Channel 1 page on the website or on the app. Actually, go download the app, LA Talk Radio app, to your phone or your other devices, I'm sure. But we are syndicated also on the following, if I can get them all right. Hold on, let's count them on the fingers.
Your magic fingers?
Magic fingers. It's not just an awesome thing on a bed in a fucking seedy hotel.
Sure, no, but
magic
fingers.
Magic fingers.
Oh, wow.
What?
Never had the experience.
Jazz hands.
Remember, there's no censorship.
No censorship. Now at Walmart.
Thank you for that reminder.
I love Walmart. Anyway, we're syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and Radio Line.
Woo!
Boom.
Yeah.
Wow.
15, I remembered. And I'm high as a motherfucker.
Right.
And any of my viewers know, Jenny gets high.
We're 420 friendly.
Anyone who's ever been to one of my concerts knows Jenny gets high.
420 friendly.
Jenny gets high with a lot of her bands and singers and solo artists. Freak show.
Drummers.
I also have freak shows at my concerts regularly. I typically have freak show performers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Doing crazy shit in between the bands.
I love that.
You know. Oh, maybe let me reach out to Dangerous D and see if the motherfucker's doing anything for my birthday show.
Oh,
see if he wants to come down and make some extra money.
Staple money.
Dangerous D is fucking nuts. I also manage some freaks. Shout out to Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And all the girls, including, there's a bunch of them. Right. Yeah, I manage a few freaks and dancers. Some of them are also strippers.
Oh.
Nice.
It is what it is. Girls got to make a living.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Talk about me. Sorry. Anyway, shout out to all of our venues and owners that we love so much. Thank you for continuing to support us in our musical and creative endeavors, our weird shit that we bring to your venues, as it has come to
be known.
We've had many, many interesting shows at many, many different venues over the last over a year we've been doing the shows. Shout out to all the venues who've been that who've helped us along the way. Shout out to Greg Beer and Terry from the Universal Bar and Grill, first and foremost. Yeah. So we have a show coming up there this weekend, actually. This Saturday, we've got some great bands at the Universal Bar and Grill. Let's see, I can't remember the first band. Is an Alejandra band. I can't remember. She had to replace the band, and I forgot to write in the goddamn new name. Yeah, Alejandra. Say hello to my little friend. She's about 4'10". She's one of my best friends from Mexico City, Mexico. Right. Alejandra Ariano. What's up? She's that woman is definitely a hustler. She is in God knows how many fucking bands.
Right.
She's a studio musician, so she's like a session musician and shit like that. And but she's like a gun for hire for the industry. So she's a drummer.
Eight, nine, she's a drummer.
She's at any given time she's in at least 7 or 8 bands or more. Well, we've had almost every one of her bands on one of our concerts or another. So I mean, we're always supportive. We love her. She's awesome. But she's coming with a new band. Callie Kush had to go to town. The family business is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Here's a band that I manage though. They're going to be on from, 9 to 9:45. Jane's Addicted.
Oh, okay.
So obviously Jane's Addiction tribute band. Next band on after that is from at 10 o'clock.
Dave Navarro playing guitar.
It would be awesome. That would be badass. That would be really awesome if he knew how to play guitar. I don't even think he knows how to do that. But I told him he should probably take it up because that would be a great gimmick. Be in a band and be called the other Dave Navarro.
Yeah.
And be in a band called Jane's Addicted. That would be badass. I'm going to have to mention that to him. Dave, it's a new career idea from New Ritual.
Right.
The band New Ritual. we have Slashing Pumpkins on at 10. Obviously, a Smashing Pumpkins tribute. Under the Sun is a Black Sabbath tribute. They're on at 11. And at 12, our homage and dedication tribute to the band Rush. We have the band Natural Science, which is a Rush tribute band, on at midnight. This show will be in honor of Neil Peart.
Rest in peace, Neil Peart.
Any of you know him, if you know the music industry at all, Neil Peart was a drummer for Rush for many decades, and he was also the prime songwriter and lyricist for the band, so he wrote most of their songs.
Hmm. Yep.
And that's my third favorite band in the entire universe, and I also love Canada, so yeah. I'm from the Canadian border of Maine, so that's kind of why. My stepmother's a Canadian. What's up? So yeah, Natural Science. That's gonna be a big show for us. So if you love Rush, if you love Black Sabbath, if you love Smashing Pumpkins, Jane's Addiction, any of that stuff, come on down to the Universal Bar and Grill this Saturday, January 25th. Doors open at 7. First band goes on at 8, and it's gonna rock on till 1 a.m. And then and you don't have to go home, but you can't stay there. No, I was kidding. But you can hang out with us till they decide to kick you the fuck out at like 1:45 a.m. or whatever time it is that they say you got to go. But shout out to Universal Bar and Grill, and then shout out to Five Star Bar, Marco Cordova. What's up? We love having our shows at the Five Star Bar.
Yeah,
despite what people have read about the reviews, it's not true. It's a good venue.
Right.
He's a good guy and good people. Don't believe everything you fucking read. So we got some great bands on that night. Our buddy Mikaru is back in town.
Oh,
haven't seen Mikaru in a long fucking time. Shout out to Mikaru, Michael. He's back in town. He's gonna be on 7:45 to 8:15. This is all on Thursday, January 30th at Five Star Bar. This is my birthday show on my actual birthday.
Yeah.
So if you want to come celebrate my birthday with me, come on down. You guys are all free, of course. You know, any band who's ever played one of my concerts, who's ever appeared on my radio show or anything, them and all their guests are all free. Just come on down. It's, like I said, Thursday, January 30th, Five Star Bar. We have a big time. We have Legions, our buddy from Legions from up by Lancaster Palmdale.
Yeah.
They're on from 8:30 to 9. We got new Ritual.
Yeah.
They're already going to be there. That's why I was joking about inviting some really good music. Come see new Ritual. They're badass. Like I said, 9:15 to 9:45, they're going to be on. And then we have a band that I manage, Black Sabbatha. Female fronted bands, we like try to always, you know, that's always a big thing for me. I like to have at least one or two in a show because I think it really, you know, more chicks got to be, you know, come on, lead singers.
Mm-hmm. True,
we need that more and more Lita Fords and more Heart, you know, more Heart band, you know, the Wilson sisters. Fucking, yeah, come on, we got to have more people like that back in the industry. So they're on from 10 to 11 p.m. They're going to do their full, or I guess their full homage, you know, obviously to Black Sabbath, the Ozzy years, basically. They don't really sing any of the songs like past, like the Ozzy era, it really seems like. And then obviously our buddies Hellcross. Fuck yeah. They're going to be on from 11:15 to 12. Great. I'm sorry. I had that fan come on Facebook ever since they said that. I can't get that out of my head. They said Grady looked like the bastard son if if Charles Manson and Zach Galifianakis had a child. Oh. Oh, come on. I told Grady that. He laughed his fucking ass off. He almost pissed his pants. I thought it was great. I don't know. And they said that right during a live video feed of Hellcross playing at the Rainbow. I told Grady, I said, you should see. I said, you should hear what a fucking fan said. He went back and watched the video, saw it. He was like, ah, that's awesome. That's great. But yeah, they're going to play. And then we've got Viva. She is a famous rock guitarist. From New York, okay. Who's out here on tour.
All right.
She's going to be our headliner. She's pretty, I've seen some of her videos. I was watching her videos and saw some of the pictures on her Facebook page. She's crazy. She looks definitely up our alley. Right. Awesome. Shout out to Mark. he hooked us up with that her and the person who brought her to me. It's fucking crazy. Shout out to Margot Drew. She brought this person to us. This chick looks very interesting. Kind of reminds me a little bit, like she would be good to go with what's her name? Jenna James Mullins.
Oh, okay.
From the from Glitter Trash. From Glitter Trash, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
So, I kind of thought you was going there when you
so,
were saying.
So, yeah. We yeah. And then, real quick, before we go to New Ritual, we've got our show Sunday, February 2nd at the Five Star Bar also. We've got Chucky Mota kicking things off, 8 to 8:30. Cody Clark is going to play a kind of like a, we call it? Acoustic set.
Okay.
Going to do an acoustic set. 8:45 to 9:15. Greg Rikus is going to be on from 9:30 to 10. Then we've got Black Terror, 10:15 to 10:45. And Amaro from 11 to 11:30.
Okay.
So that ends that. But we have an amazing band with us here in the studio today. Who have played our concerts in the past and are going to be playing my birthday show on the 30th. And we brought them into the studio. Rod Schmidt, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, he likes me in the corner. But I'm still going to include his ass. I don't give a shit. but yes, we're here with New Ritual.
Yeah.
Now, it's spelled, if you can see on camera, it's N-U and then Ritual, R-I-T-U-A-L. Like that, you can see them on Facebook. On here, he has Facebook at New Ritual Band, and if you go to Instagram, it's what they go at and then new
dot ritual band.
Okay. Yeah, so NU dot ritual band. And then go to YouTube, new ritual channel. Okay. Oh, that's cool. The band's in town. Okay, good. You're on there. Oh, yes. Definitely GoFundMe. Go check that out. New ritual band. Every band needs money.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Got to, you know, to further their endeavors. Their website is www.newritualband.com. Fuck yeah. I'll let you guys talk about your, we got some upcoming gigs, right?
Yeah.
You got, this Friday?
You want me to do it? I thought you wanted to
talk about it. You
want
to talk about it?
Yeah, this Friday, actually, we have our, a gig coming up on the 16th. Right. Oh, actually, that was when we first got together. We have a gig coming up on the 24th at 8 p.m. at Petey's Place in Tarzana.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Petey's Place. Shout out to Petey's.
Another bar that we do shows at regularly.
Oh, yes.
What up?
It'll be our first time.
I love Petey. Yes? Petey Partillo.
That's
a nice
You ever
place.
Met her?
No.
That's Petey from Petey's Place.
Oh, even better.
She's a little. She's a little small blonde woman.
Oh.
Long blonde hair, like way down to like her below
five, three,
her,
like five, way down, four, maybe.
Like she got
like
long
mermaid
ass hair.
Hair,
like long fucking hair. Yeah, yeah, she's badass.
Short too,
short petite.
Yeah,
I
short petite.
It.
Yeah, she's wonderful, very
nice
wonderful
lady.
Person.
Hopefully, she'll be there.
She just gave me dates all the way through to August. Rock on.
Hell
I love
yeah.
you,
hey.
Petey. I got my I have a residency there, but yeah. But now we're switching. We're gonna switch gears and try to do the fourth Thursday of every month.
Oh, okay.
I actually like that. You know, that's something stable.
Something different. Well, we've been doing Sundays, so we're gonna Sundays haven't been so.
But they kind of been sporadic.
You said Thursdays I mean? Have been a little more popping.
I've heard Thursday's the new Friday.
Yeah. So they said it's a little more popping.
Yeah.
Makes yeah. sense. So we'll try.
Up next, we got another gig on the 30th at Five Star Bar at Jenny's birthday. Woo!
Yeah.
Jenny's birthday blowout.
Excited about that one.
Oh, I sent you the new. I sent you the new video ad. It's got that the fire behind the bat. Yeah. It looks better than the other fucking one I had. I just switched it out. I was like, fuck that. The other one looks kind of. I mean, it's okay, but it's kind of. I was feeling more of the fire like thing going on better. Yeah, so I was like, do that one. Everybody else had responded better to that particular ad, so I was like, we'll go with that one.
Oh, okay.
But now I had to update it because I got Viva now, so.
Right.
She's
right.
been fully confirmed, so we're good.
Cool.
Viva. Las Vegas. That was good.
Las Vegas.
Right.
Universal Bar and Grill, we got our residency coming up in March.
Fuck yeah. That's good.
Really excited about that.
So what does that entail? You just let is it going to be like once a month? Every month or
we're
for so long?
At
or?
Most likely the first Saturday, but we're not sure yet. All
okay.
we know is one Saturday per month for sure.
Okay, that's cool though.
Yeah.
That's good.
Steady.
Yeah. No, that's a good thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're booking there on occasion just to see how it works out.
Yeah.
Our last endeavor there did not do so well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That did not do so well, so we're trying something else this time. We're going to do tribute bands.
I got you the perfect tribute
band. Yeah. We got tribute bands this Saturday, so.
And I
got
a front the girl tribute band for you.
Yes. Ooh. Well, let's try that for next time.
Whenever you want to.
So, let's see how this one goes. If this one gets a decent turnout, then they'll give us another night. So, we'll see. Yes. No, but that's
new,
good that you're going
to
have that thing.
A new ritual that you could probably get.
That'd be badass. It's called New Ritual? No, okay. It's New Ritual performing all the hits of New Ritual.
Perfect.
I play the bongos.
At a new ritual theater near you.
Bongos.
Won't you guys introduce yourself?
Yes, from let's start from right.
And what and what instrument or what part
yes,
of the group
yeah, so your name and what you do in the band.
Let me see. What do I do in the band?
What don't you do?
I play the triangle really well. No, my name's Richard Heights, a guitar, vocals, songwriter.
Hey.
All right.
My name's DeSanti. I'm lead singer. I help with lyrics and, showmanship? Would you call it
a showmanship.
Showmanship, okay?
Showmanship.
I don't showing shit.
Oh, I thought she was saying showing her tits.
Showing
her tits. Showing her tits? No, I'm sorry. Showmanship. Showmanship. I'm sorry. People have, my nickname is the female Howard Stern, so don't mind me. I say really bad shit like showing my tits. What? That's what people keep calling me, the female Howard Stern, so I just go with it.
I like it.
Okay, and our last.
Danny, I am the guy that holds the groove on drums.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he does.
And are we missing someone?
Oh, yes, we are. Gentleman in the back.
We're missing you, first
Mike.
Of all.
I'm Mike. I'm the manager.
He's the manager.
Oh,
he's just the manager. He's just the manager. He, like, helps them with shit. Yeah. And, and look, as a band and artist manager, and manager of Freaks, and many things.
It's a job.
Many things. I manage many different types. I manage a high priestess.
Huh.
She is no witchcraft witch stuff.
Yeah,
she's at the psychic eye.
She is our high priestess.
She's also she also plays Nefarious, the fairy for Black Sabbath.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you'll see us. This I'm gonna get in costume this for my birthday show. I don't give a fuck. I'm totally going on. Oh,
go for it.
I'm putting on my fairy wings. I'm going for broke.
Okay, all right. Have fun. I'll film it.
I don't know if he's bought it.
No, with Black Sabbath, you know the song, fairies wear boots.
Yes.
Okay, so they have an actual fairy, which is, she's a high priestess, but she has Wiccan rituals and other crazy shit. Yeah, she's interesting. But
I like interesting.
Yeah, so I manage the whole, like, I manage all of them kind of as like a, it's interesting.
We're just missing the bass player.
Yeah,
yes, that's Steve. Yes, that's who. Yes, show a picture of the bass player and what's his name? Then say his name.
Shout out to AJ.
Shout out to AJ. We're going to show shame you right now. We're going to do some show shaming, not fat shaming. We're doing show shaming. We're doing show shaming. Naughty, naughty AJ. Why weren't you here? This is your band. Why the fuck ain't you here? Okay, there we go. We just show shamed you. Show shaming. It's a new thing, show shaming.
I like it.
When a motherfucker doesn't show up for their own fucking gig.
Right.
Make sure your screen doesn't go to sleep.
Who was that? Who did we have? Who did we have where all the band was missing now? Who was it?
The whole band?
What was it? It was like one member showed up. Who was it?
Wow.
Wasn't that recently? I could have swore that was recently.
Probably like the 5-star or something.
No. I mean here for the radio show.
Oh.
Where the fuck?
That's funny.
Just saying.
They missed a show too?
No, I'm like.
Yeah, a couple of them.
No. I could have sworn.
Was there only one member?
No,
the show?
But sometimes that happens. Like, you don't have, like, not everybody can show up. What was it? Oh, no, Chucky Moda. The entire band showed up, but the lead singer.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. Because himself, the lead singer himself, that's why I show shamed him that day. I was like, how dare you? You didn't show up for your own fucking band. You're the lead singer, you asshole. I said. I love him. No, I love the dude, Joe Damien. That's he's funny. Fucking crazy. I fuck with him. He's a muscle dude. He's like all, jacked up. He's got the beefcake, you know, the hard body. You know, he goes to those bodybuilding competitions.
Oh,
so that's where he was that day. That's where he was.
Wow.
He was all oiled up in Florida. And like Miami Beach or some fucking shit, all oiled up on stage and shit, all going like this and crap, you know?
Where was he all?
Literally, he was his whole, you know how they do that for their competitions. They're all oiled up, lubed up, whatever the fuck that is. They're all lubed up, you know? He's all lubed up.
Wow.
In Miami Beach or somewhere in Florida or some shit. I don't know. Whatever. He was competing, so I told him I'd give him a pass on that one, but still. I'm going to give him shit on the second when I see him at my concert. Because he plays my fucking concerts. So I'm going to give him shit. That's why I say, that's why I always do that. I show shame the fuckers. Okay, if the rest of you don't want to show up, one person in the band shows up, or all the whole band shows up, but that one important person. or something. You know what I mean? I know. Look, everybody's got work obligations. Not everybody can take off and be in the middle of a fucking Wednesday afternoon. You know what I mean? Not everybody can do that. And I totally get that. So that's why. But I like to fuck with people. So I always tell people, if I'm not fucking with you, it means I don't like you.
I agree with that.
And if I don't like you, you're going to know really fast. Totally. Like really fast.
I'm the same way, except for I tend to hit people if I like them.
Or climb tables.
Oh, so you're like that 8-year-old girl on the playground. You like the boy, you'll go up and you smack him in the head.
That's a little
awesome. And you run away.
It's more of like a smacking laughter, you know. Oh, and you just have to hit the person because they're so funny.
Oh, I got you. I used to do that with my ex of 5 years.
Ooh, were they laughing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He liked it.
But I've never done it since. He was the only person I ever did that with. I think it was more because he was more like a buddy. He was kind of like a buddy, you know what I mean? Mm. A buddy you just have a lot of sex with.
Friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits.
Not so much after they have to, they change your children's diapers and shit. Oh. It's kind of so. You guys are here today.
How long y'all been together at the band?
Yeah, exactly.
We started back in, what is that, June 16th of 2018.
Oh, wow. So not that long.
Not that long. We were doing covers then, and then recently in October, we started as a originals band.
Okay, so you started writing your own stuff, doing your own, all your own everything. That's totally. Great. No, but you still do some covers, like a little bit, or
actually,
not
no,
as
we
much?
Haven't recently. We've been wanting to bring back "Goodbye to You."
Okay,
we do have a music video for that on YouTube.
Okay,
and there's also a Pat Benatar song we used to love to do, "Heartbreaker."
Right, that's a good one.
And "Barracuda."
Yeah, we did "Barracuda."
Those are great songs, you know, especially where it's a female fronted.
Yeah,
yeah,
all about that female.
Not all bands can get away with that.
Exactly, that was kind of our goal when we were doing covers.
I've seen dudes try to do female band songs, and it just didn't work so well, in my opinion.
I would imagine.
I'm sorry,
really
like
you're a lot.
Like a dude trying to do a Lita Ford song, or a dude trying to sing a Heart song, or
it's just not.
It just doesn't really
fire away.
Yeah, you're trying to do some Pat Benatar, and it's just not going to work. Yeah, it sounds like that.
Do it again.
No. Oh, God. Jesus.
Fire away.
These are like hardcore metal versions. That's creepy. That's kind of creepy.
That's like doom.
That's great.
And that's from JJ's new band. No.
Oh, boy.
Black Man Cometh. The Shadow Man. Shadow Man.
Oh, Black Man Cometh.
The Muse.
I like Black Man Cometh.
Anyway, so that's good though. Now you've transitioned into a different realm, a different aspect of as a band.
Very much so.
I mean, to go from a cover band to being a band that actually plays their own original tunes, that's like huge.
Totally. I feel like it's more natural for us.
Yeah. Most cover bands never go beyond that.
Oh,
they
that's
stay
what we
a cover band
of.
And that's it.
Everyone
most bands stay a cover them. Band and that's yeah. that's it. They don't usually, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. And the thing with our covers is we used to kind of remix them in a way. So they were never the original song verbatim. We would try and add if they were pop songs, that is. Like for Demi Lovato's Sorry Not Sorry, we turned that into like a rock song.
Yeah.
Kind of give it a new vibe.
Okay.
To try and show what we can do, but then I think like we felt we were locked in a box.
Limited.
Yeah.
Right.
So doing originals was just the way to go.
That's good. That's nice to hear that though. You know, not too many bands do all that.
True. I mean, it wouldn't have happened without Heights over here.
Mm-hmm. Heights.
The quiet one in the corner.
The mild ones.
He's got his little shades on, you know.
Shade.
He looks like a rock star over here in the corner, all aloof and shit, you know.
But I think I have to give a little bit of a history about Heights over there in the corner, if you don't mind.
Yes,
he goes way back to when he started, I want to say the Jenny Torturers back.
Oh, I love them Florida. So much, especially their penises.
He used to tour with
them. I saw
them
recently
crazy
with White Band Orgy there.
Over in Europe and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to say.
Badass.
That's his beginnings right there.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, and then Carbon 9. Mind behind Carbon 9 back in the days.
Another good band. Another good band.
Rocked
fuck yeah.
The hell out of Hollywood for years.
Oh, I remember them.
And then his solo band Heights, with 4 or 5 albums.
Nice.
And now you got New Ritual.
New Ritual.
That's badass.
That's in a nutshell about Heights.
You have quite a history there.
Right.
The industry. Yes. Jenna Torturers, man.
Oh, for those of you guys that didn't know about Heights, now you know.
That's a crazy band. Crazy band. Chicks on stilts. Wearing fake penises and shit.
Fake penises.
Man, they come out with strap-ons. It's nuts. They're crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Leather wear, all kinds of shit, yeah. It's crazy.
I play guitar.
Yeah. Still, though, that's like an interesting band to play guitar for, okay? That's not just like, oh, I played for whatever, some mediocre band or some shit. You played for some crazy fucker. They're really good, though, on stage. Really, they're a really good band, so that's what I'm saying. You have a good history.
A lot of changes. I mean, when it started back in the 90s, it was I was going to school at Full Sail in Orlando, and they had gotten signed and was like the big rock band around town, and then the show kind of came and grew later. But
that's crazy.
It was basically a solid metal band with a very, you know, Kiss, Ministry, Rob Zombie,
right.
Marilyn Manson.
Now,
then it evolved into the craziness of the show.
Right.
Later on.
Now, are all four of you the original members of New Ritual? Like, are you in the first?
No, actually. When we were a cover band, we had different members, and once we switched to becoming an original band, it was like a different deal. So
okay, got you.
People who were more interested in that.
So who, how long have you guys been... Each member, who was an original? Who was an original member?
Heights and I have been original members.
You're the original members.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And Danny joined us in October. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Barely
okay.
4 months.
Okay.
Just barely.
All right. And AJ.
And AJ.
AJ, I believe, has like a month and a half with the band.
Oh dang.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've gone through like a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
How do you feel about this inception of the band? Like as far as like the four of you together.
I think this has been the most organic.
You think this is like their best fit for, you know, the four, you know what I'm saying?
Totally. When Danny came in with his drums after we showed him the songs that we had, it was just mind blowing to see the influence from his background of music and taking that to the next level. So it's really
right.
cool to have that.
I grew up listening to hip hop rock, so when I heard Richard's arrangements, I know what he was doing in those in the demo tracks.
Yeah.
So
okay, cool.
By the time that it came in that we had to record drums, I already knew what to do. I got the vibe what Richard was doing, so it was easy for me. Mm. And it's really fun to play with these guys. So, yeah.
Heck yeah.
They're really good on stage.
Right.
You have a good presence.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
That's what I should have said instead of show my tits.
I love it. Her showmanship.
I want to hear these guys, man.
Yes. So you want to play? You want to play? You said you had a couple acoustic songs,
yeah,
and then we'll play the track also.
Yeah.
What do you
want
to start with? The acoustic?
Yeah, we'll do one acoustic song.
Yeah.
And then we have
this is a new one actually. No one's heard this yet.
Okay, so you do an acoustic, then the track, and then another acoustic, or if you want or whatever.
I think we have one.
Okay. Okay. All right. If you want to start with that.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So this is a world premiere?
This is a world premiere.
Yep. World premiere.
Another one.
Jenny's Real Talk. All right. This is New Ritual. What's the name of the song?
Climb.
Climb. Nice. All right. I'm going to shut off our mics, and we're just going to keep your two mics over here going.
Do you need an extra? Okay.
I don't know if you're going to kind of bring it in between the two. Okay. Okay.
You put that one down, Danny? Do you want to put that one down?
It should be counting. Is there extra length?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, there's a little.
Yeah, we can.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll
check your level.
Hello? I might have to eat this mic.
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
She ran away alone again last night, lost searching for her pride. Voices echo in her head, she cannot hide. A piece of her is dying. So she numbs herself from the darkness to the light, until it all subsides. Yeah, she numbs herself from the darkness to the light, hoping that it gets to bite.
People on Facebook liked it, so that was good.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
That shit was hard as fuck, man. I like that.
Cajones.
Right?
I can't wait to hear that on stage.
How did you know how much I love Beavis and Butthead? Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It, right? Exactly.
The principal. He will give me the beat.
You're just crazy.
So much practice.
I got to go back to watch that.
Right. I know, right?
Yeah, it's been years.
Awesome. Took me three times just to get to the movie theater the first time it came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. How long ago was that? Say why. Just say Jenny had a drug problem at that time in her life.
Wasn't another one released in the 90s? Or am I wrong?
The movie.
Right.
God damn you, Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
So you said you had the one, one acoustic.
Yeah.
And then we have
La La Land.
La La Land. Yes.
Is this a mix?
La La Land.
Oh, crap. I haven't heard it.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's
excited. I'm excited.
Fuck yeah. Is this going to be the first time it's been played on the air?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
God damn.
Lots of premieres. I love it.
I love it.
From the first premieres of 2020.
Right.
We got La La Land by New Ritual.
Fuck yeah.
Come on out, and hopefully you'll get to see them play this song on my birthday show.
Oh, we will.
Fuck yeah. You got to come out and see them on the 30th so that you can watch them play at the 5-Star Bar. Fuck yeah. La La Land by New Ritual. Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. Was bad fucking ass. Oh, that was really good. That was a good mix. Fuck yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Sweet, thank you.
Man.
La La Land. It's not just a musical or a movie or something.
Movie musical.
That was way better than the movie. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to assume I haven't either. But I'm going to assume already that that's way better.
Probably.
I'm sorry. I like musicals, but it didn't really look like the kind of musical I might want to watch, really. It's not like Grease, you know. Grease
or
is cool.
Have you seen,
you know,
Sweeney Todd?
I fucking love Sweeney Todd.
I love Sweeney Todd.
Fucking, now that's different. That's dark, demented, sadistic fucking wonderfulness.
Yeah.
In the form of music.
That's why
with
I like
Johnny
it.
Depp and Helena Bonham Carter.
Awesome.
I mean, come on. And what's his name in it? Fucking that crazy. Borat. What's that fucker do?
Oh,
Sacha Baron Cohen. Yes. That fucker was in it. Man, crazy. Yeah. No, I liked it. But that was badass. That was a good song. That's good. That's good. La La Land. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. You guys are
Definitely damn, about LA, that's for
Appreciate
sure.
So we recorded, we've got 13 new originals total.
Oh, fuck then, yeah. So are you coming out with your album shortly?
Yeah, working on that.
Do you have ish
that's
kind
really
of
the
time frame?
The GoFundMe was for to help out with some of the mixing and all that.
Okay.
So we can get it out there.
Well,
so it takes a little
I will
bit.
Share that.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll go share your.
That's what it's for.
I'll go share your GoFundMe.
So we can.
So.
Finish the record.
That'd be good.
That's basically it. Is all the music's done, everything's recorded, it's
okay.
Just mixing and mastering.
Okay.
That's where the cost really comes in, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's not cheap. Yeah, if you're gonna get it done the right way,
right.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Have you checked around? Do you know who you want to use as far as that goes?
Yeah, we're working with a couple different people. We're trying them out right now.
Okay,
you know, seeing,
I got you.
Yeah. That mix right there was one of the first that came to the table. So right now we're going with them until we, you know, get something better.
You had a great response at the show that you played for me at the Rainbow. Shout out to Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Right.
Nick Fuoco.
Yeah,
fuck yeah, Nick Fuoco, Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. I love that motherfucker. We're working on trying to put together some different like a festival and things like that, music festival and shit like that in the LA area. So, you know, we always want, you know, female fronted bands especially, so might be able to get you guys in on that. We had a big response at that
good.
Night from you guys.
A lot of people
came from downstairs. They came upstairs just to because they heard you guys.
Yeah.
And they just all kind of started filtering up. And then people would go downstairs and be like, tell other people about them. And then they'd bring them upstairs. And then so it kind of got pretty. It was pretty packed that night. And you guys had a big a good response. So
right.
that was really good.
Great for Monday night.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forget it was a Monday.
Yeah.
Monday night.
Doesn't feel like a Monday in there.
Never.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah. They. Yeah. The shows there are actually really big. We typically have a bigger turnout there on a Monday night than I have at some venues on a Friday night,
mm-hmm.
Which is just sad.
Weird.
Cause you're like, it's a fucking Friday. What the fuck you mean? Like, really? You couldn't get more than one person to come to see you play? That's what always makes me question the bands I booked that night. No, I was kidding. Should I really? You got one person to get, really? On a Friday night? Really? One person? How long ago did you play? No, I'm just kidding. I know Hellcross will probably. Hellcross always brings a party. I don't know what the fuck that is, man. They've played a couple of our shows so far, and they brought a bunch of people every time. I'm like, holy shit.
That's awesome.
They're
hilarious.
They're badass. They're fucking funny as shit.
They're hilarious, yeah.
They're fucking funny, man.
They are a party.
They are party just amongst themselves. I'm just like, these guys are nuts.
Yeah.
They're fucking awesome. He gets right down on the ground, all like... He's crazy.
Last time I remember seeing Grady, he's singing a song. He runs outside the building, still singing, and comes back inside the building.
Yeah.
Perfect timing, though.
He ran upstairs. That night he played with you guys, he ran upstairs, went around the thing, came back down. He was all over the place. I think he was going to try to run downstairs or some shit. I don't know. Oh, that was funny. Can't imagine what would happen. See, now this venue's on the first floor. Let's see what happens this show. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. He'll run outside on the fucking front.
He's done it once.
No, what's funny, the same night was after I loaded up my drums in the car, there is a couple fighting outside. They're arguing.
Oh, damn.
And when I go back inside, Grady's like, I'm going to go outside. I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. There's somebody's arguing out there. Really? I'm going to go out there and put the mic on.
It sounds like something he would do. Yeah. That's pretty fucking funny. All right. Tell everybody again where to find you.
You guys, we
let
have
let everybody know exactly where to find you again.
Plugins.
Just I want everybody to know where they can find you on social media, where they can get your album, your songs, whatever you have, your social media links, anything, like, so people can get to you.
Sounds great. So if you guys please follow us on Facebook, you can find us New Ritual Band. On Instagram, it's new.ritualband. I know it's tedious.
And N-U. N-U.
N-U. Yes. Dot Ritual Band. YouTube, we have New Ritual Channel. Right now we have the Goodbye to You music video, which is pretty killer. You guys got to check it out.
Fuck yeah.
Also follow us.
You know Scandal?
Yeah, fuck yeah, Scandal's badass. Patti Smyth.
Thank
video?
You. You got to see this video.
I fucking love that song. I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, it's
I'll
not
go
like
your
original.
Page and I'll go share your videos and stuff too. I got you.
It's not like the original if you guys do know it. Although I do have a couple friends who thought it was our original and they went crazy when they heard the original. Playing in a casino and I'm like, yeah, that's not us.
Come on, get with it. There's music from the 80s. The band is called Scandal with Patti Smyth. Check it the fuck out.
So yes, guys, it is a cover.
But it's a badass cover, I'm going to imagine.
Oh, it is.
Right
it
now.
Is.
Because I've seen you guys on stage, so I know what you bring to the table. So that's why I know the video is going to be badass.
Oh, yeah. It's killer. Also, you guys can follow us on Bands in Town for up to date on gigs and information. And please go support us on our GoFundMe. It's under New Ritual Band.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
So we can get this album out to you.
Go contribute, help music in LA, Southern California, you know what I mean? Go out and if you have a band that you love, you like seeing New Ritual play, you know, at any of the concerts around Southern California, no matter what venue it may be at or what promoter you're going through, you know, check them out. Go check out a show. You know, most of these concerts don't cost more than, you know, $5, $10, $15, you know what I'm saying? And that's a reasonable price to spend on a concert, especially in LA. You know what I mean? When everybody's like, oh God, everything is so expensive. No, bitch. You can't afford $10 per person. There's two of you. I mean, if you're, you know, unless you whacking off all the time and you only are solo, still that's only $10 you're spending. That's really not that much. Maybe you could pick up a bitch, maybe you could come to one of the bars. There's always some drunk chick. I don't know, maybe you can get lucky. I'm just saying, best place
support to local music.
Support local music. So I'm saying
bars.
Exactly. You come down to a bar, you come see a show, you know, you could see an amazing show, see amazing bands, music, meet some people. You might get lucky too. I don't know. I don't really care about that part. Just come see a show.
Right.
But, you know, hey, I got to appeal to the geeks out there who are at home, you know, playing it with it all the time. Mm. You know, got to get them out of the house, get them out of their mother's basement, come down to a concert.
We've got the perfect
Pay $10. You might be able to hook up with another pimple faced person who doesn't ever get out of their mother's basement. That's the opposite sex. I don't know. But come on down to one of our shows. Speaking of that, this Saturday at the Universal Bar and Grill, come on down and check out our night of tributes. You can check out the bands that are playing. Then come see New Ritual and Hellcross and some other great bands. Play our show, like Black Sabbath and some other really amazing bands coming on Thursday, January 30th for Jenny's birthday blowout. Go check us out on Facebook and everywhere. Check out New Ritual on Facebook, on Instagram, and wherever else they can be found. YouTube. Yeah. Hell yeah. Go check them out. And their website, newritualband.com.
All
right. That's a no-brainer. Go check it out.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys so much for being on the show today. You guys are awesome. I love the songs. I'm sure everybody else out there love the songs.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to go put out a poll. I'm going to say, if you love the songs, you know, cool. See how many people we can get to like these songs.
I thought you were going to start dancing.
Maybe.
She said she needed money, you know.
I do need money. I do like strip clubs. I typically like to go to strip clubs to watch the girls dance. I don't really want to dance myself so much. But maybe I could use a dollar or two. I don't know. Instead of always spending my dollars, they can spend it on me. Okay. Maybe. It's a thought. No, I'm a little too old for that shit. I'm about to be 47. I'm all set. This body's a little too tired out for that shit. I'm all set. I'm all set. I only strip for one person.
Yes!
Bald-headed man right there. All right. Till next week when we have... I think I have Star Daddy next week. Star Daddy. The Mac Daddy of them all. Next week for the birthday show. All right. That's Star Daddy, who I now proudly manage. I love you.
All right.
All right. Next week, we'll see you. Till then, bye. Come on back. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. Right. Peace out.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.